Let me tell you, it isn't
Hashem. Hakim Yadrim Aroyter L'Sasha Yatsum V'Simonach Shulchan L'Dorim V'Menayich L'Tzom. There's always Simonim.
Right, Pinnett's gonna—he's gonna tell me all the details, but there's an incredible hashgacha pratis. I can't get over this. I only like to tell you, break to you about my yichus, that my great grandfather was the reisha rav of Aaron Levine, and his father was Rav Nosson Levine, was also the reisha rav. And I always thought, I grew up my whole life, yichus. Ah, I'm the reisha rav. I'm an inical of the reisha rav. My father's rav Aaron Levine. Oh, today today's a different generation. They don't know so much of the reisha rav, but the old timers, the Reish Sharaf. So I thought, you know, that's it. There's only one Reish Sharaf. My great grandfather, my great great grandfather, my father's name is Aaron Levine. Okay? Then I discovered, I come into Rav Schmidman's shul after the shir, and I meet Rav Pinter, Harav Hagoyin Rav Shmolka Pinter, and he tells me, do you know that my grandfather?
Great-great-grandfather.
You know, your great-great-grandfather was the Rav of Raisha right before my great-great-grandfather was the Rav of Raisha. In other words, before my great-grandfather was Rav Aaron Levine. He was the last Raisha Rav, before the Chorban. Then before him was Rav Nosson Levine. And before Rav Nosson Levine was?
My great-grandfather.
What's his name?
His name was Rav Yeshua Wallerstein, Hella Wallerstein.
He was a Kohen?
No, he was an einikul from the from Vizahes and Tosis Yontif. His name was Hella Wallerstein. He made a sefer.
He was a levy then?
No, he was a levy. He was a levy.
So it is utterly remarkable. Utterly remarkable. The hashgacha pratis. You can't get over this. How could it be that I come? We sit together. We sit in the shul. Here we are. 2:00 of Raisha was a humongous city. What is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mazmin lepundig echad, the 8:00 of the Rabbanis of Raisha. It's mind boggling that we're sitting here together here at this moment. If my grandfather, my great grandfather, and great great grandfather, and your great grandfather, great grandfather were watching, seeing this, they would be nishtoimim. The Hashkacha process, after everything that happened throughout, how many years we're going back over here, 200 years, that we can be sitting here by accident, not even planning this, just Hashkacha process, be sitting here next to each other, it's a Hashkacha that is Mavra HaRayon, such a Hashkacha. And with that introduction, we have the great privilege and the Zuchus to have here the Reish Rav of Shmuelka Pinter to deliver Divrei Torah and Divrei Chizuk.
Okay, we're going to start with a... ...21st century style. We know ch'deheteira odif. That means that the koyach that a moira rabbi Yisrael has is a gewaldige gift that the Rabbeinu Shloim gives to someone that knows how to learn, and especially in the 21st century when we have new shailas that we didn't have when the Reish Rav lived 150 years ago or 100 years ago. So a Talmud Chochem has to compare what the Shulchan Aruch says and to be medame milze le milze what today's technology is. Because in Shulchan Aruch they have the highlights, but the intricacies of what you're allowed to and what you're not allowed to with the 21st century compared to the 20th century or to the 18th century is mind-boggling. So I want to start with a pardis from Rashi, and he says, Kishem sha'onim mitzuvim shaloi lahater es ha'isa, just like we're commanded not to be matter what is osa, Kach onu mitzavim shloi lesa es hamuta. We have to understand that the same way that you have to asa the issa, the same way if something is muta, you have to be very careful to be matter it. Kidei, why? Shloi lahafsid memoina shel Yisrael. The Torah is given chas al memoina shel Yisrael. The Torah cared about a person's mamon, a person's wealth, a person's riches. Mipnei sha'Torah chasam emayna shi'Yisrael, v'ameiri in Chulin writes, Shekol shebo ero lefnei chochem v'ef sheloi lahatir beloi machloikis is better to do that. So we understand that koiche dehetera odif. However, he has to be careful. So there's a gewaldige shaloa kodesh, the Bnei Yisrael brings the shaloa, and it's really a masho. And the Bnei Yisrael wants to say that koiche dehetera odif goes so far that if a person paskins al pi halocha lahatir, he has more schar than the one that asses. How could that be? So let's explain it. The Gemara talks about a book of the Atmedishav Medichta. I'm a chicken. We're not going to go into the intricacies. So someone's going to ask him, he has a broken bone on the chicken, etc. So the Rav is going to say, what does the entire chicken cost? $7, $8, $10, etc. It's better not to eat it. And then there's another Rav that says, Koiche de Teira Odif, Toira La Bashemayimi. Let's look into if we could be Mata this Yid. I can't be Mata just off the bat, as I've mizoked, but he looks into this tshuva and that tshuva, and he's Mata the chicken. Zokte Bnei Yisosre, and Zokte Shaloa Kodesh, that the Rav that was Mata after being Miyageya in Teira has more schar than the Rav was at Geaset. In das Pshatn Posik, Yagir Chepeche Kisoichel, Ashrecha Boilam Azeh, Vitoivloch Loilam Abo. Ashrecha Vitoivloch, Ashrecha Boilam Azeh, you ate the chicken. Vitoivloch Loilam Abo, because you had Yagir in Teira. You just didn't paskin as I off the cuff, because you looked at this Shail Sachuv and an andere Shail Sachuv, and you were Matir. So the person that was Matir has more Schah Loilam than the person who asks. So this brings to a Gemara, one of the most interesting Gemaras in Shas. And after learning this Gemara, it's worth looking into it and repeating it and being Miyagei in this Gemara. The Gemara in Bab Metzia, Nuntes Omid Beis, talks about Atana Shalachenoi. So Zamachloikis was touched Atana Shalachenoi. But that's what it was called. Frey de Gemore Maya Chenoi, why was this called a Tana Rostova Vachenoi? Om Rav Yehuda Meshmuel, Shehikifid Vorim Ki Achnezu, Vitimiu. That means that it was called Tana Shalachanoi because it was like a snake,
coiled.
Round circles around something. So all the Chachamim, when this Shaila came to them, the person that was Matir, Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkinis, that was Matir, all the Chachamim said that it's Osir. So it's called Tana Shalachanoi because Achanoi is like a snake, just like a snake gets surrounded, like Rashi says, and twirls around. Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkinis was surrounded by all the Chachamim to say that it's Osir. Others want to say Achnoi is the name of the person that owned it, but that's not what we want to get to. Zokte Gemore v'timu, the Beis Medrash of Metame given this Tana shel Achnoi. Ba'oisa hayoim, hoshiv Rabbi Lezer, this is Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkinis, that means all the tshuvas of the world, he came and he said, you can't answer this. This Tana Shalachanoi is Mutter. And he told the assembled Rabbonim, Rosh Hashivis, the Raya, that you have to be Mitair. That you can't say that it's also, it's Mutter. So he said, he came with Kama Vakama tshuvas. The Chachamim didn't agree with him. So Rabbi Lezer said to them, "Im aloche kimoisi, if the aloche to prove that I am right, chuv ze yechiach. There was a chuv, a foxaboyim, a boxaboyim outside. Let the boxaboyim prove that I am right." So the Gemara says, "Nekech haruv mimkoimoi."
Meya Amma. The Chuv got detached and it moved 100 Amas. The Amrla Abba Meya Samas, 400 Amas. Amrloi, they said to them, they said to him rather, the Rabbonim said to him, you can't bring a raya, you did it, psa hocus pocus, you did it, psa zav, nivu izach, we don't believe in that. Chozev ha'omelem, im alocha kimoisi, emes hamayim yichiyach. The water should be a witness that I'm right. Chozru emes hamayim lachayim, takid emes hamayim went back, whatever, doesn't say how many feet. Omulay Aimavim Raya Maimisamayim. We don't bring a raya for Maimisamayim. So he said, you don't believe me with the Charuv, and you don't believe me with the Mayim. Imaloch Kimoisi Koisli Beis HaMedrash Yechiyach. The walls of the Beis HaMedrash should prove that I am right. Rab Lez is telling the assembled Chachomim I'm right, and to prove it, I'm gonna prove it. So the Gemara says, hit the Koisle Beis HaMedrash Lippel. It started to fall. It started to slant. Goye behem Rabbi Yeshua, omer lehem im tamid hachobim menatzchem ezeh bahaloche atem matifchem. In other words, why are you bringing a raya from Koisle Beis HaMedrash? It was about to fall. So Rabbi Yeshua screamed, and the walls didn't fall, it just was slanty. And he was saying, like, don't let the walls fall. So the Gemara lo inoflu mipnei kvoide shel Rabbi Yeshua velo izokfu mipnei kvoide shel Rabbi Eleza. That means instead of falling entirely, being destroyed, it was still remained slanty. Vadayin matin v'yoimdim. It was still standing. Choza v'leo omalehem im alochi kimoisi mina shamayim yechichu. The Rabbeinu Shloilom should show that I am right. Yotz of Baskol, a Baskol came, the Omru Mailachem Eitzel Rabbi Leze, Shahaloche Kimoise Bikol Mokon. Rabbi Leze is such a big Talmud Chochem, such a big Goyin, that the Aloche is like him Bikol Mokon, in every place. Omer Rabbi Yeshua al Raglov. Rabbi Yeshua, who was the biggest Talmud Chochem, Mestam in his door, the Omer Loi Bashemayim he. You want to bring me a raya from Baskel, Torah is not min Hashemayim. My loy b'Hashemayim he, Omer Rab Yirmiyeh shekvar nosne Torah mahar Sinai, ein onu mashkichem b'Baskel. We don't listen to Baskel. Shekvar safte b'har Sinai b'Torah ache rabim lahatis. That means that whatever you're going to say, you're going to bring the Emes Hamayim, you're going to bring Baskel, all these Rabbonim say that you're wrong, we pass them that you're wrong. Ashke Rab Nosna Leo, Amalei Ma Ovet Kutche Berichah B'Hashate. What is the Rabbeinu Shalom thinking at this time? He says, the Rabbeinu Shalom sent the Baskel, and they still didn't listen to the Baskel. Amalei Kai Chayich, the Rabbeinu Shalom is like smiling, the Omen Netzchuni Bonai Netzchuni Bonai. That means that the fact that it says in the Torah, all the proof in the world is with the Rabbonim, with the Roiv, and the Torah says, Acherabim Lahatois. Oysa Yoim, Zokte Gemorre, Hoviye Kol Tahare Shetir, Rabbi Leze Vesofen Be'esh. Anything that Rabbi Leze was mate in the Tanah Shel Achanoi, they burnt. They said it's Osir. V'nimnu alav ubachu. They put him in cherem. V'yomru mi yelech v'yediya. Who's going to tell Rabbi Leze ben Hurkanis that he's in cherem? Omalei Rabbi Kiva ani yelech. I'm going to go and tell him. Shema yelech odom she'ena hogim. If a person's going to go that's maybe not worthy or is not so friendly with him. V'nimtze V'yediya v'nimtze machiv es kol ha'olam kula. That means Rabbi Lezer was such a tzaddik. He was so powerful that if someone else is going to go and not approach Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkanis that he's in cherem, he could chas v'shom be machiv the world. You see what he's able to do. Ma osa Rabbi Kiva? What did Rabbi Kiva do? Zog the Gemara, Lova Shchoirim v'nesativ Shchoirim. He put on black clothes, Rabbi Kiva. V'yoshev lefonov berichuk arba amos. And he came to him and he was sitting away from him, arba amos. Omelei Rabbi Eloza Akiva, ma yoimi yomayim? Why are you distancing yourself? And you're being further from me from arba amos. Amalei Rebbe Kimidumali, after he asked him that question, he says, I think Shechaferim Bidilim Memcha. That's another way of saying that you're in Cherim. Afukore Bigdov, Sarab Lezer ben Hurkinis, tore his clothes, Vecholatz Menolov, and he took off his shoes, Vinishmat, Vyoshev Al Gabi Karka, he was sitting on whatever, and he was sitting on the earth, on the Karka. Zolge ein of Demois, and he started to cry. Rab Lezer ben Hurkinis started to cry. So they all say, why did he cry? Because it was a gewaltige Busche that they did to him. And then they ask, if it was a gewaltige Busche, and he was such a tzaddik, how could they do this to him? To be put him in Cherim, or to be Nidui, wasn't an entire Cherim. So they want to say, Megalgenim Schus al yedei Odom Kosher, Zakai, so to show that what, that through him is Niskadish Shem Shemayim, that we paskin Macheravim Lahadris. As I've said, the Rishonim Nachonim. But he started to cry. Loka Oilam Shlish Bezeisim, Shlish Bechitim, Shlish Besoirim. The world, a third of all these three produce became Chorif. Yesh Oimrim Av Botzeik Shebedei Isha Tofach. That even the issa, the dough that was kneaded by a woman, became spoiled, wasn't edible, because of what? Rab Lezer ben Hurkinis tzar that he had. So the Gemara says, and we're just going to end it, and we're going to approach the Gemara again. So the Gemara zogt, Av godel hoye ba'oisa hayoyim. Other great things happened. Anything that he looked at, that he stared at, became burnt. The Rab Gamliel, Rab Gamliel that put him in Cherim, there was a strong wind and it was about to overturn the ship. So what did Rab Gamliel say? I didn't put him in Cherim because of my covet that I'm a Nasi and I have the power to put him in Cherim. And I didn't do it because my father was a Nasi. That there shouldn't be a machloikis b'Yisrael to say that there's two Torahs. The Torah says Acherav lahatois. You don't bring a raya, and I did it not because my personal, I also felt that that it's Tomei. I didn't do it for my covet, but I did it for the Rabbi Nishlam's covet. So the Gemara says that they were afraid that Rabbi Lezer was such a tzaddik that he's going to do other things, and Chas V'Sholem, he's going to, with his hakpada, he's going to punish other people.
He was a brother-in-law.
Oh, very good. He was a brother-in-law. Zogt die Gemara, that they were watching him, that the Gemara zogt, as a Misholem de Bisset, that's named the wife of Rabbi Lezer, Achse de Rabbi Gamliel, very good. She was the sister of Rabbi Gamliel, Havre, she watched him that he shouldn't say Tachnan. It was Rosh Chodesh. They didn't know if it was one day Rosh Chodesh or 2 days Rosh Chodesh. That there was a Norman that came to her door, Afikele Rifte, she gave him to eat, she gave him bread, Ashkechid de Nofel an Pei, that he did did say Tachnan.
He thought it was
Rish Chodesh. Right. Very good.
And it wasn't Rish
Chodesh. And what? He started saying Tachnan. Omrlei kum katlisa lachi, that you killed my brother because he had akpoda. Adahochi nofek shipure mebeis Rab Gamliel dishoch, if there was a coil that Rab Gamliel died. Omrlei menaya data, how do you know that he died? Omrlei kach mikabluni mebeis abo avi abo kol ha-shoorim ninalum chutz mishare oino. That means that if the person is sad and he cries, especially Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkinis, so she knew right away that no good is going to come out. So we see here Gemora, Gewaldige Gemora, and we see here a Musa Haskel, das teure Lav b'shemayim hi. What does that mean? Teure Lav b'shemayim hi. That over here, just like we said before, Shaloi lahatir as if the pardesokt, Shaloi lahatir es ha'iser, Veloi lesser es ha'heter. Here we see that he wanted to be matter something. Now, they all ask a kashitakid, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was with him. Why was the Rebbeinu Shel Olam with him? Because anything that he said became nevuah. But we see the strength of Teure Lav B'Shemayim Hi. The Teure was given to mortals. The Teure was given even every day if a person is a Talmud Chacham and he sees the yesteryear Shail Setshuvis, where these Gedoilim didn't have all the encyclopedia possibility that they have today in computer. And we see how much they knew. If it was the Neid Behuda, if it was the Pnei Yeshua, etc. I just saw interessante Zach from Bosteich Koiche der Teire Odef. The Neid Behuda writes in Ebenezer, Shaila, Choftes, I think. He writes on himself, the Neid Behuda's name was Yecheskel. So he writes, Hago on a tshuva, that the same tshuva I wrote, I think it was 38 years ago, he writes. And when I was 38 years younger, I was asering that same shaila. Today that I'm 38 years older, I am matter the same shaila. So we see that with a person's age or something, you see that Koiche, the Teir, and he wasn't, you have to look at the tshuva, the loshen of him. He writes, Ani Yecheskel. You know, and he wasn't ashamed to say that I'm contradicting myself from 38 years ago, because Koiche, the Teir, Odev. The Koiach, but again, you just can't say Koiche, the Teir, Odev, and I'm going to be matir. It's much easier to be machmir. Like we said, we even took the marshal of a chicken. There are bigger shilas than a chicken today. There's much bigger shilas than a chicken, because years ago, not from the distant future, but we have to understand that people told me, Takayit from Reisha told me that before the war, Reisha was a city of 25,000 people, and half of the population were Jews. So it was a very big city in Galicia. Today there's an airport, it's called Jeshel. But this he told me, his name is Moshe Horowitz, that he remembers that people used to go around Erev Shabbos with a sack, and they used to go from house to the Gevirim, that they should put in challah Erev Shabbos for the Orma light. So you could imagine, we're not talking about 150 years ago, but we're talking about 75 years ago, what it meant, a chicken And for Zeitens prayed, no one goes to a rov to ask a shayla if a chicken is kosher or a trey. First of all, you have a different system. They make a trey in the plishlach toys, etc. But it meant so much, a chicken. If a person didn't have challah for Shabbos, imagine to be aser, to aser a chicken just like this. So it was a gewaldig achayis for a rov. And was teich, the Torah is the chehoda chenoyam. If it's kosher, it's kosher. Aye, it's going to take you another half hour, the rov, to look into another sefer, maybe a different angle. Koyche de Torah odif, you have to, after looking in, and you see you can't be matter, then you're what? You could be asad. I just want to end, and the Gemara continues. We learned about Rabbi Yeshua. We hear that Rabbi Yeshua was so big that he had the authority to stand on his feet. And when the Kaisle Beis HaMedrash were matter and they were about to fall, he started screaming and he said, that what? That you can't do that. Als Kvoide von Rabbi Yeshua, the Gemara says that it remained slanty, but it didn't fall. But we want to see what the koyach of a manik Yisrael, Rabbi Gamliel, who was the manik that time, because he was a meyuchis, but Rabbi Yeshua was much bigger in learning. So the Gemara says a few things. I'm not going to go into all the areas where Rabbi Yeshua himself argued with Rabbi Gamliel. And the Gemara says that there was one time that Rabbi Yeshua held differently than Rabbi Gamliel. And any time a person, there used to be a decorum, if someone wanted to argue with the Nasi, he had to stand up. Until the Nasi told you to sit down, you had to stand. So Rabbi Yeshua was arguing with the Nasi and with Rabbi Gamliel, and he was standing, and he didn't. There was a few incidents that happened. There was one incident with Yom Kippur. He wanted to say when Yom Kippur is, and Rabbi Gamliel told him, no, the day of Yom Kippur is a different day. So he told Rabbi Yeshua, come with your stick on the day that you say Yom Kippur is, because it's not the halacha like you. So the Gemara says that they felt you could be Nasi, you could be a Miyuchis, but you insulted Rabbi Yeshua, you told Rabbi Yeshua to stand and you didn't tell him to sit. So the Gemara says that they made Rabbi Gamliel ois nasi. They told him, you were mevazeh, one of the biggest gedoyle habdor, we can't withstand that priestess hakovid, and they made him ois nasi, no more nasi. The Gemara says Rabbi Gamliel came to be mefayis Rabbi Yeshua, and he said, mitoich koisli beischa nike shepachomi ato. I look, when he came to be mefayis him, this is another thing to zero at, that he came, he didn't have a living room, dining room, and all these things. He lived in a little, but he said he saw that the walls were so black. So Rabbi Gamliel said to Rabbi Yeshua, it's nikkei from the walls that you're a smith, a silversmith, a goldsmith, a smith. So Rabbi Yeshua answered him, Achen vei, that you're the Nasi, you're the Godel Shabbi Yisrael, and you don't know what the Talmid HaChomim HaMitzdarim, how them misparnasim. It was taka right. Rabbi Yeshua, who was the Godel Ador, had to never work hard to be a smith, to have panosa. So the Gemara says, and with that we're going to end. The Gemara says that they saw that Rabbi Gamliel asked Mechila, he didn't want to be Moichel him. He said, be Moichel me. He said, no, be Moichel me Bishvil Abba. And then he was Moichel him. So the Gemara said that, yeah, before he was Moichel him, they made Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, they made him Nasi. The Gemara says there, that's what we say in the Agoda, Rei Ani Ki Ben Shivim Shana. So they were in a dilemma. What was the dilemma? Rabbi Yeshua, they made Rabbi Gamliel Ois Kapelitz Shmacha, like they say in Yiddish. And they made Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah the new Nasi. So now that they saw that Rabbi Gamliel at Mefayis given Rabbi Yeshua, So what do? So they made that what? That Rab Gamliel should be Nasi for 3 weeks, and Rab Elezer ben Azaya should be Nasi for 1 week, and the Gemara says that's called Shabbos Shalmi. They asked, who's the Nasi this week? Shabbos Shalmi. Who does this Nasius belong to? So they either said 1 week it was Rab Elezer ben Azaya, and 3 weeks it was Rab Gamliel. So we see how the Torah is Dache Hodache Noyam. You see the infinite wisdom. What do they do here? In the hair, you can't make him ois nasi, etc. But again, if a person does tshuva, you have to give him back the nasiyas. I know we have a time limit, so we'll finish before 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock is the time limit, yeah? There's some powerful things in Hayin Tikisedra. And also, it says, Dabinor Bosne Yo'om, That means when Moshe Rabbeinu was the manik in Klal Yisrael, so the Rabbeinu Shleilim tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Yedaberno. Please, do me a favor, he tells Moshe. No. Ask the Yidden that they should borrow the clay kesev, like clay zov from the Mitzrim, because they're going to be going out. Why? Because I promised Avraham Avinu that they go, v'yachakach yoytze b'chush godl. So, I don't remember who says that. They say, Moshe, there's some soifa. I didn't say it. So he wants to say, was Taich a Melitz Yoisha of Yidden? How Moshe Rabbeinu was such a Melitz Yoisha on Yidden. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? Rabbeinu Shalom asks him, he answers his request, and he goes to the Yidden, and he tells him, please, Yidalach, go and ask Yishchedim for Klei Kesev, Klei Zov, and all things, just ask that you want to borrow it. Shalayoyimo is a tzaddik that Avraham Avinu. So, Tzagivaldigi. But what does it say here? Yedaber no. When the Meise von Avodah Zarah, the Meise when the Yidden am gedient Avodah Zarah with the eagle, what does Moshe Rabbeinu say? Here he says, V'im ayin mocheini no misifrechot. What is it? Here it says, Daber no. So Moshe Rabbeinu was such a Melitz Yoshe for Yidden. You yourself said, Yedaber no. Daber no. You ask me, so Moshe Rabbeinu told the Rabbeinu Shleilem, you were the cause that the Yidden did Avodah Zarah. They didn't wanted to go out of Mitzrayim. They didn't weren't interested in riches. So you or the one that was goyrim, the Eden should make an eagle. Because if they wouldn't have the gold, they wouldn't have the silver. Zogt Moshe Rabbeinu, im ayin mocheini no, the no when you said, daber no, take that away. That's Taicha Melitz Yosha. Shaila is also, why is there two punishments? We know that there's a klal in Kol HaTorah Kula that the Ein Elokim Mishalem. There's such a thing, we're not going to go into it, for Kimnei Medrabmenei, you don't give him both harsh punishments, but you give the harder of the punishments. So what happened here? Here they killed the Mitzrim, and they took away their riches. So why did the Rabbi Yishlem do Elokim Mishalem? How do you do such a thing? The Rabbeinu Shloim wanted to punish them. So he punished them, he killed them. But he took away the riches, so these people can't give it to their children and their grandchildren, etc. So, Mom de Chaklau in Kola Toire Kuloi, Fin Vos, Ein Eloike Mishalim. So I think the Rabshitze answer is a gewaltige Sache. When do we say Loike Mishalim? If it's by one person, if a person did something, so we give him the harder punishment, and we don't give him both punishments. But over here, the Rabshitzer says, the fact that they killed the Mitzrim was because they punished the Yidden, they pinicked the Yidden. And the fact that we took away the Klei Zov, Uklei Kesev, and everything else, so it's not like his mishalim by one person. Here, there's two parties. It's a gewaltige oynes. Okay, and then it says, "Ad mosa meyanto lanes miponai." We know that there's such a thing as rave de rave. In Chassidus, in Zoya, there's such a thing as rave de rave. That means will to have will. That means if a person wants to do a mitzvah and he doesn't do the mitzvah, he has an agmes nefesh. Or a person does an aveira mol, he really didn't want to do the aveira. But the Yetzirah, but the Rabbi Shlom knows the truth that he didn't want to do the aveira. That's taitz. He had the will not to do it. So that's by a yid. And the Rabbi Shlom knows the truth. It's worse if someone does something, he's a mumma lahachis. He's doing it because it's lahachis, because the Rabbi Shlom says you should do it or you shouldn't do it, and he does the opposite. That's a mumma lahachis. But a lot of times a person has a yitzahore, he really doesn't want to do it. Pare was such a rosha. He was such a rosha merushat that admosa meyantalan is meponai. He did it, and he wanted to do it. Not pshat that he did it, and he had agnes nefesh. That's pshat ad mosa meyant. And with what, this last thing, I want to end. Whatever I'm saying is not my Torah. There's a klayoka that's worth repeating. Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to become manik in Klal Yisrael. Why? The Medrash says that Rabbeinu Shleim saw the Rachmonis that Moshe Rabbeinu had on a little shepsel, a little sheep that got lost and astray. And Moshe Rabbeinu took the little shepsel and carried it and cajoled it with all the Zachen. So the Rabbeinu Shlem told Moshe Rabbeinu, if you could do this to a little sheep, you could certainly do it for my shepsel, for Klal Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu was the candidate, the biggest candidate, the foremost candidate to become the manik in the Mashiach Shel Yisrael. But Rabbi Nishleim says, wait a minute. You want to become a manik? You're taka designated to become a manik. But before you become a manik, shal no min alecha mi'al raglecha. The Gemara says, that a person should sell the beams of his house and he should buy shoes for his feet. Why? Because shoes are protective of a person. It protects him. It protects him from glass. It protects him from cold. It protects him from all foreign elements. The Rabbeinu Shlom tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you're becoming the manik from Klal Yisrael. Take off your shoes. Because if you don't take off your shoes, you won't feel the suffering of Klal Yisrael. When the verst manik, shal no min alecha mi'al raglecha. The Rabbeinu Shlom's attacke helfen, as with these psukim, And it's not only psukim, and I just want to end taket that they say that before the president of the United States, Alzheim Abraham Lincoln, Alzheim Trump, that before he comes in to make this before he comes in by the State of Union, they say, ladies and gentlemen, the president of the United States. They don't say the high and mighty mit Alstein. We can redden and redden wegen Eierhof. And it's worth repeating, you have no idea what an oitza you have. Forget about the reisharov, nishta reisharov. But this doesn't take away from him. But besides that, he's a tamat hocham, nishna, tamat hocham godl. And I think, and I know that you appreciate, but we also appreciate him. Rav Shlomo Tataka, help him. So sein wollet sie in Goyal b'mheira v'yamein. Oh, my God.